It is 5:39 as we jump into the entertainment news. Our lead story this morning comes directly from Tom. And this may be some big news, some very exciting news for some of you. It appears that ABBA is considering reuniting for a concert or tour
next year
for their 40th anniversary.
Yeah. All four are still alive.
Yeah.
I don't know what...
They're all driving Volvos.
I don't know what they look like these days. I haven't seen pictures of them recently. I wonder if they can still fit into those tight spandex sparkly suits that they wore back in the day.
Mm-hmm. They're in a country with socialized medicine, so if there needs to be a nip or a tuck or what have you, no problem.
I don't know that they take care of elective procedures. Anyway, they last...
In some European countries, they do,
they
like
do.
In France.
You bet. Oh, well, very nice. ABBA last reunited back in 2008, coming together for the Swedish premiere of the Mamma Mia movie with Meryl Streep, which was a horrible, abysmal bomb.
You didn't like Pierce Brosnan singing?
Never saw it.
Well, how do you know it was a bomb then if you never saw it?
It was not good.
Yeah, because there are other films that I don't need to go see that know that they are a giant overflowing bucket of suck.
I see.
Meryl Streep singing Dancing Queen? Come on, there could be something there.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. In the new issue of Esquire magazine, George Clooney is talking some smack about Russell Crowe, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Ashton Kutcher. He says Russell picked a fight with him several years ago for no reason. And you know George Clooney was like, no, bro, we're okay. We're cool. Russell Crowe had beaten the crap out of him. Leo and his crew talk smack but can't back it up on the basketball court. Really? That's a... Have you seen Leo DiCaprio? He's not the beast of manliness.
I mean, that he's a shorter guy, too.
Yeah,
George Clooney's a recreational basketball player.
Yeah.
Remember those scenes on ER? They would go out and shoot hoops?
Yeah. So I'm not surprised that Leonardo DiCaprio can't play b-ball. And Ashton, at least on one occasion, tweeted without thinking first. Big deal. You know, so
that's
why
never happened before.
Yeah, why is George Clooney had to open his big fat yap and say the super tsunami or the superstorm that hit the Philippines was, of course, caused by global warming. Bill Cosby back in the news. We talked to him. We talked that he was thinking about bringing back Fat Albert and some other shows. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he has solved one of the biggest mysteries around Bill Cosby that has ever been.
Okay.
What is the one thing you truly want to know about Bill Cosby?
Does he actually wear those sweaters that he wore on the, show?
That was just Dr.
Huxtable.
Does
he really like Jell-O pudding?
Bingo.
Is that right?
Chris has nailed it on the head, yes, after years
of... Well, who doesn't like Jell-O pudding?
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But he was asked, a paparazzi asked him if he still likes Jell-O pudding, if he ever did. Bill was emphatic and said yes.
Well, who does it?
And then there was a follow-up question. What's your favorite flavor? Oh, boy. And it's
chocolate. Whichever one they're paying me to eat.
Just thinking about that now makes me yearn for a pudding pop.
Listen,
one of those Jell-O pudding pops, man.
One of the best surprises ever in my lunch. Remember the Jell-O pudding, or I don't know if it was Jell-O, but the snack pack?
Sure.
It came in a can?
The can, yeah.
Came in the can, and you cracked it.
Now they come in plastic.
Oh.
You can still get those.
Oh. That was the best pudding ever.
Has Bill Cosby actually said if he's going to redo the Fat Albert series, or we don't know about that?
It's in production. They are doing talks right now about bringing back Fat Albert.
You know why he should? Because, I mean, he's in the news from time to time, really about taking inner city and black parents to task about not raising their kids well.
Right.
And if you remember the Fat Albert cartoons, not everyone does. They're all little morality plays on how to lead a better life.
Wonderful stories.
So it's in keeping with his message later on in his life.
I can't call him Fat Albert anymore, though, can you?
What are they going to call him? Weight challenged?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Fat Albert and old weird Harold. You probably couldn't call him that anymore either.
Why not?
But in
and
the
mush
end,
mouth?
These are characters that eventually they do the right thing.
No,
at the
they
end
have
of all
to be. No,
you
they
couldn't
have
call him mush mouth anymore. Could
why
you
not? We gotta no.
That's bullying and belittling.
It is
isn't
not
it?
Political.
It's not?
No, political correctness cannot correct.
Calling somebody mushmouth on the playground is not bullying and belittling behavior.
See, why do we allow liberals to exist? Look at what they're doing. He's about to screw up Fat Albert.
That was
what
the character's name. The character didn't have another name, right?
His name was Albert.
He grew up. These are kids that were based on Bill Cosby's growing up. Weird Harold was a kid that
I understand
hung out
that.
It was a little odd.
I understand that, but that was back in the 50s and early 60s that we're talking about here.
I know, it's coming down the hill.
I have all the albums, man.
Man, I loved it. Oh, I'm digging those out if I can find them. Remember how we talked about the guys from Good Morning America? Was it Good Morning America or the Today Show? Matt Lauer and Al Roker went and got
their colonoscopies live on TV.
Yeah, they got Roto-Rooted live on TV. Good Morning America, not to be outdone. Had
breast exams.
Yeah.
Did you hear this story, though? This is amazing.
Amy Robach was diagnosed with breast cancer thanks to an on-air mammogram that she did last month.
She wasn't going to do it. She was interviewing Robin Roberts, who's recovering from breast cancer surgery.
Sure.
And Robin Roberts convinced her, you need to do this. She got it done, and they found out she had breast cancer.
Well, there's a difference between you need to do this and doing it on air.
Yeah. Saved her life.
She said that she was reluctant to do it. She had no connection to the disease, but now credits the show with saving her life. She also announced that she'll be going, that she's going to be aggressive, and will have double mastectomy to fight the disease. Angela Lansbury is also in the news.
She's a bit PO'd.
A little bit, but I don't know that she has any right to be. Former Murder, She Wrote star Angela Lansbury is not happy that NBC is rebooting the show with Octavia Spencer. Mostly because they're using the same title. She says, I think it's a mistake to call it Murder, She Wrote. I'm sorry that they have to use the title. Well, you know, Angela, I'm sorry. You don't have you were the actress, and she did a great job. But she doesn't have any right to dispute and say, you can't use the same title.
How many of these reboots crash and burn anyway? Something tells me the new one is not going to last as long as the old one.
Can you imagine if they tried to reboot MASH? Or the show you were watching last night when you were just high on giggleweed. What was it? Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
I was channel surfing last night. Yes, it was the episode where there's a witch doctor loose on the island practicing voodoo.
Yep. Yeah.
Gilligan's Island would be too stupid for today.
I think so. I think kids today would look at it.
Wait, really? You think so? Considering some of the stuff that's on?
We like our stupid in the form of the Jackass movies. We like our stupids in the form of...
Well, that's true. All right. Now, for those of you that have no understanding about what the heck is going on with the games lately, Black Ops Ghosts dropped a couple of 3 days ago. Is a huge video game.
That's Call of Duty?
No. That's okay. Black... No.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a gamer. Call of Duty's out too, right?
Yeah. Call of Duty Ghosts, Battlefield 4, Assassin's Creed 4.
That's all you see is the commercials with Taco Bell.
These all dropped the other day. Now, today, on Friday, there's something you need to know. The new PlayStation 4 game system drops on Friday. And so if you're wondering why there are just millions of people hanging out in front of the Best Buy and other stores, camping, that's why. And if you don't understand what the heck is your kid all wired up about, this is what it's about.
Saw these commercials are on all the time now. And the Assassin's Creed commercial, I think it was that one, was on. And my wife was asking me, what movie is this?
Yeah.
Because they look like movies.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's another stupid video game.
It's not stupid. Assassin's Creed's pretty cool. I've played it a few times. Assassin is one of my favorites.
It's so disappointing.
Why? You stalk your prey. You do it quietly. You take him out. You hide the body. And you move on.
He's disappointed that you're actually
video
a gamer.
Games.
I enjoy them.
Can I come over? Can we play Pac-Man?
I don't. I do. You know what? I actually have an old Atari. I have an Atari.
Of course you do.
It's not. What do they call it? It's like a
Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong. What are the other classics?
Yeah, I've got some of those. Yeah, sure.
We had a contest once here at the radio station. We had a Frogger machine that we gave
away.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
An arcade-sized Frogger machine.
You know,
it was in the basement and. They finally had to get rid of it because we never got any work done. Everybody was down there playing Frogger.
Yeah, I can. But I would be very happy to bring in my Xbox console, set it up, and play a little, Black Ops.
Right.
Somebody brought a Wii machine in once downstairs, and we were playing tennis and baseball.
Nah, I don't like that. I like it when you shoot somebody, their head explodes and blood and brains go everywhere.
Yeah, of course you do.
And speaking of which, last but not least, the viral video, What Does the Fox Say? Remember that?
Yeah.
It's going to be a children's book.
Really?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be.
It's already
coming
been
out,
done as a game.
It's going to be coming out for
where
Christmas.
Where you pull the little string and the cow says moo, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm ready for your idea of Bill Cosby. If we're a kid's book, what does the fox say? No, we got to have Bill Cosby.
Conley right. Kids say, what does the dad say? They go, no.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
I did this today. I was driving here for the show, trying to get palm dry. I got the radio cranked to this techno song. I'm coming down the interstate. The show's going to be awesome. I'm rocking out just like. I'm rocking out for like 5 minutes till I realized it wasn't actually a techno song. I had just drifted over to that rumble strip like. We're good. We are good. All right. They got a new kind of techno music now, too. I don't even. It's called dubstep. I've heard a little bit of it. It's crazy. It's like angry techno. Have you heard it? It's just. I mean, it's. Oh, it's like. Right? It's all kind of weird. Like, what happened? Like, we all got used to that. Now it's all crazy. All these kind of like. I don't know if I can get on board with that, but yeah, it's crazy.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.